think that the student of the future will be mainly affected by the speed of the market. And what I think is that it will be a challenge for universities to be able to adapt the offer of programs to meet these demands without affecting the quality of education. Now, I think that we have different speeds. Now, the speed of the market that every time go faster and faster and faster, and the university, and I'm talking about Latin America mainly, yeah, maybe, and I cannot say about Europe or North America or Asia and the Pacific area, but in Latin America especially, today the universities are going slower than the market, than the needs of the market. Yeah, so I think this is a problem, and it's our responsibility, the responsibility of those that we work in education, higher education and quality assurance, to be aware of this problem, yes, today. Another point important about the students of this, or related to the students of the future, is also, are also the teachers. I think that the generational change of teachers is also important. In some disciplines, there are still a lot of resistance from teachers to new technologies and new teaching modalities. Over time, I think that new teachers will already have incorporated the new tools, and it will be easier to move forward in this change. But it's not easy to imagine how will be the students of the future, because everything is, especially in 20 years, maybe it's difficult today in 5 years, now, because everything is moving so fast. But universities, especially public universities, are not going that fast. Yeah, so I think it has to be a priority for agencies. I can talk about agencies, but especially for public universities and, of course, for governments. Yeah, that they must to put this topic on priorities of at least each of Latin American countries.